This is WMUK's Let's Hear It, Music of the Moment in West Michigan. I'm Kara Lawrence. The Celtic band Fawn Moore, based in Battle Creek and Kalamazoo, is one of the most popular Celtic groups in Michigan. Fawn Moore has appeared at the Michigan Irish Festival, the Chicago Irish Festival, the Milwaukee Irish Fest, and the Kalamazoo Irish Fest with its high-energy, danceable blend of Celtic tunes played on traditional instruments backed up by drums and bass, with traditional and original songs sung by vocalist Simone Keenan. Fawn Moore takes the stage this Saturday night at 9 p.m., and here in the studio are Kurt Trammell on guitar, Simone Keenan, who will be singing, and Grace McMaster with her fiddle. Thank you all for coming here today.
Well, thanks for having us.
Kurt, I'd like to start with you. Fawn Moore is a group that you started, and how long ago was that now?
Oh, it's been over 15 years.
What was your intention at the beginning?
Well, I love Celtic music. I love how upbeat it is, and I felt like we could bring some different genres of music all together, you know, in with it. A little bit of folk, bluegrass, sometimes a little bit of Baroque folk from the 60s, and a little psychedelic music in there, and a really heavy percussive bass, like really a lot of tribal beats and stuff to really get people out dancing and feeling good.
It's funny, it's contrasting with my image of you as a clarinetist in a band when you were in high school.
Yeah. Yep, that's where I got my start.
So you got a decent foundation there.
Yeah. Yep. I really enjoyed it. I still have that clarinet. Yeah, it's a wooden one. It's not plastic.
Were you already playing guitar at that time?
No, I started playing guitar when I was 17, and I actually started playing with the other guitarist in Fawn Moore, Aaron Brown. Him and I learned how to play guitar together. And it's kind of fun that we're still in a group together.
Well, tell me about today's Fawn Moore. Who else is in the band that couldn't be here today?
Well, we have Winston Damon, a.k.a. Stone, on percussion. He's been in the Chicago music scene for a long time. Bands that he's been in Chicago are like Ulele and the Drovers. He's been in a movie. So, I mean, he's been around the scene quite a bit. He's a great friend and love to play music with him. We also have Rick Stubbs, one of my best friends, here in Kalamazoo. Rick has been with me in Fawn Moore the longest, like right from the beginning. He plays bass, and he's kind of the voice of reason in the band, too. He kind of keeps everything in check. Aaron Brown, another one of my best friends. He plays guitar, mandolin, a little accordion. He's a great musician and does backup vocals. Has an awesome voice. And we have Grace here on fiddle.
And she's a newer member, right? You just kind of discovered Grace a few years back.
Yep. Grace, I just love her fiddle playing. I love Cape Breton music, period. That's where my wife and I went on our honeymoon, was to Cape Breton Island. So, so huge fan of that.
And finally, Simone.
Yeah. She lives right in Battle Creek, and we love to get together and write songs, and one of the best things that happened to Fawn Moore, I think.
One of the things I find really kind of impressive about you, Kurt, is that you balance, you know, the band, your passion for music, with running your own business, Station 66.
Yeah.
And that was also kind of a passion project for you.
Yes. Local produce market, ice cream parlor. And we have the land and the facilities to do live music out there. So we do some live outdoor concerts and pretty well attended. It's a lot of fun, but it's a lot on my plate, but it's all rewarding and fun.
Station 66, of course, is in Battle Creek on M66 South. But let's get right to the music. I'm dying to hear you play. You've got some Cape Breton tunes ready to go. Here's Fawn Moore fiddler Grace McMaster and Fawn Moore guitarist Kurt Trammell on WMUK's Let's Hear It. Thank you. We just heard Grace McMaster and Kurt Trammell on fiddle and guitar with a set of Cape Breton tunes. That was absolutely fantastic. Thank you so much. So Grace, so nice to have you in the studio. I have to ask the question that everybody must ask you. Are you related to Natalie McMaster?
No, not directly, but distantly. My grandfather, he was from Judick on Cape Breton Island, and it was a musical community. And so growing up, when our family would go to the island for visits, and I would hear the music that way.
So you were able to kind of absorb it through your ears as a child,
you know,
in the environment.
Yep.
It really sounds like it. Oh. Well, tell me about the actual study and practice of it that you eventually must have gone through.
Well, when I was younger, we always had the music playing in the house and the car. And ever since I can remember, we would listen to it and I would hear it. And I knew that eventually I wanted to be able to play that type of music. And so I started when I was 9 and I studied classically as well as focusing on the Cape Breton style on the side. So,
did you go to your mom or your dad and say, I want to play a violin. Can you get me a violin?
Yes, yeah, I did. I had played the piano for a few years before that. And then they kind of asked if there was another instrument that I'd be interested in picking up. And I said, definitely the fiddle. So that's kind of how I got started.
Did you find a lot of role models or did you have to rely on recordings?
Mostly recordings growing up.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, in the past few years, I've been able to go to different camps and workshops and go to Cape Breton more frequently, which has been really nice.
Is learning a folk style like Cape Breton music, is that different from classical study?
Yes, it's different. One thing is that a lot of players learn by ear as opposed to just reading the music. And that was something that I had to get used to, is learning tunes by ear. In folk traditions, especially Cape Breton, the emphasis is on like the driving rhythm and it's for dancing. So we tap our foot when we play. That also contributes to the rhythm. And
I noticed that, of course, while you were playing.
Yeah.
And it did occur to me to ask if any one of your masters, you know, that you studied with, actually said this is the right way to tap your foot so that it's loud enough and you don't wear yourself out or something, because there's multiple ways to tap your
foot.
Yeah,
there are. Yeah, I never had anyone say this is how you should do it, or
you just found the right
way.
Yeah, I think Grace has a nice tap. I think
okay.
So pretty effective.
So the tune set you just played had several different, it's called the Hilda set, but yeah. I know that it breaks down into a million different titles, right?
Mm-hmm.
Should I put you on the spot and ask you to name any of them?
The first two are Strathspeys, Hilda's Slow Strathspey, and the second one is Hilda's Strathspey. And those are both by Jerry Holland. And the first reel, so the next tune, is also by Jerry Holland, called Dave MacDonald's Wedding Reel. And the last tune is called Huey Shorty's. It's a traditional reel.
Now, Kurt, you need credit here for actually anticipating the changes of tunes. I didn't really see much, obvious gesture that, hey, we're going to switch tunes now. You were really kind of using some sort of ESP.
Well, in Cape Breton music, we usually play each tune through twice, and that's kind of a standard. And so he knew that
to
I
be
was
expecting.
Playing through
Dang,
twice.
I was going to go with ESP. It made me look better. But no, each tune repeats twice. That's a traditional way. Although during a live Fon Moore show, if we're really on a groove with a tune and we see a lot of people dancing, we'll stretch one of those tunes out, you know, 4 or 5 times. And it can kind of evolve into something else at that point. Stone, our percussionist, he'll, you know, throw a few extra things in there and we'll really kind of ramp it up and then build up into the last tune of the set. So
Yeah, of all the Michigan bands I've seen, Fawn Moore definitely has the ability to play for large crowds and get them, you know, really into the music. Mm-hmm. Name some of the venues that you've played in the past.
Let me see here. Like, festival-wise, you know, of course, you know, Kalamazoo Irish Fest, Michigan Irish Fest, Chicago Celtic Fest, Milwaukee Irish Fest. There's some others. We've played in Chicago, the Irish Heritage Center and the Abbey, which is a really cool club for Irish music. The Ark in Ann Arbor. We opened for Gaelic Storm at the State Theater here in Kalamazoo. So we've played some nice venues. Bell's happens to be one of our favorite venues. They've really put some time and a lot of thought into the stage and sound system there. And we, as a band, we appreciate that. It's really nice to play on a stage like that and be able to hear yourself and know that the crowd is able to hear everything.
So. And for as long as you've been running the band, you've also had direct contact with the fans of Fawn Moore. They're a pretty devoted group, I would say.
Yeah, I would say so. I often get emails that asking you, when are you going to play here? And when's your next performance in this town and stuff? So it's really good to hear that feedback, yeah.
So, Simone, you've been sitting here patiently. We're going to hear a song from you next, but I wanted folks to hear about you and where you're from, which is Ireland.
Yep, from Northern Ireland.
From Northern Ireland. Where did you grow up?
I grew up in Newry.
Is it strange to hear Americans gushing over this Irish music and Irish concept, their ideas of Ireland, and you know the reality? Is it a little strange?
It's a little strange. I mean, the first person I met that was totally head over heels in love with all this Irish music was yourself when I first met you, Cara. But I grew up around the stage. Like, my mum sang all over Ireland, and she was in a Hilton show band. And my whole family, like my sister and my brother, sings and acts, and so we grew up around music all of our life. But growing up in Ireland, like traditional music, when I was a kid, people listened to it here and there. It wasn't as huge as it is now. Like in Ireland, it has a resurgence and people have a love for it now, where everyone wants to learn to play a traditional instrument. People are learning how to speak Gaelic. So, and I hadn't been home in 15 years, and I went home in 2009, and it was like, wow. There was signs all over the place in English and Gaelic. And everyone was learning instruments. So it's a huge now. I mean, you know,
It didn't have the same value when you were growing up.
Well, it was more rebel songs when I was growing up. It was more you hear, but, you know, you listen to everything else too, like rock and blues, and you listen to all kinds of music. I mean, we grew up around music with my mum, so my mum would do some Irish songs, but not a lot. She sang with the cabaret band. It was a big show band, you know, and they had every instrument you could think of in it. So they might only throw one or two Irish songs in there. But when I got to Michigan, that I was like, wow, they really love Irish music here, you know, so.
Well, you're going to sing one of the most famous ballads in Irish music called Fields of Athenry. I've heard you do it many times, and I love what you do with this. So.
Oh, thank you.
A reminder to listeners, I'm with members of Fawn Moore here in the Takeda studio. Fawn Moore is giving a live show at Bell's this Saturday night at 9 o'clock with a 6-piece band. Here's Kurt Trammell on guitar, Grace McMaster on fiddle, and singer Simone Keenan.
My lonely prison wall, I heard a young girl calling, Michael, they are taking you away, for you stole Trevelyan's corn, so the young might see the morn. Now a prison ship lies waiting in the bay. Low lie the fields of Athenry, where once we watched the small free bird fly. fields of Athenry by a lonely prison wall. I heard a young man calling. Nothing matters, Mary, when you're free. Against the farmer.
That's Simone Keenan singing Fields of Athenry, and with her, our guitarist Kurt Trammell and fiddler Grace McMaster. Simone, that is such a beautiful, heartfelt version of that song, which it's almost overdone, you know? It's a song in the tradition that you hear so often, but you bring such a personal touch to it.
Yeah. Well, I mean, for me, honestly, I lived in Philadelphia for 10 years, and then I moved to Michigan. And I had tried to get a little band together and we were doing some contemporary Irish music. And then it kind of fell apart. And I went back to Ireland. And when I came back to Michigan, I was really, really homesick. And I sort of actually got an email from Carolyn, another musician, to sing with Fawn Moore. And it was like a miracle for me. So I'm like, oh, I'm going to be in an Irish band again. So you guys have helped me grow my Irish, my Irishness, like my Irish roots. You know what I mean?
Maybe now is a good time for you to share one of the poems you've written about your feelings of Ireland. And it's always really affecting when people hear it. So would you mind? What is the title of this piece?
It's called I Come From a Land. I come from a land of kings and queens. I come from a land of heroes and dreams. I come from a land that sits in the sea, full of magical things that mystify me. I come from a land far, far away, where whiskey is drunk at the break of the day. I come from a land of lovers and schemes, and no road too small to narrow your dreams. I come from a land of poets and wings, and music flows down every river and stream. I come from a land of Brian Boru, who united the people and overthrew. I come from a land of rebellion and rules, where prolific writers have pens that flew. I come from a land that fights for its freedom and loves the dawn of all creation.
Thank you, Simone. That's beautiful. When did you write that? Were you in Ireland or were you here in Michigan?
I was here in Michigan, and I was actually in a band, and we were slowly falling apart. And one of the musicians of the band had said something to me, and then the band left. And I went down my basement and sat on the floor, and I wrote it in like 1 minute. And I don't know where it came from. It just was, and I wrote it down, and I just love it. It's so true about Ireland, you know, the music and poets and wings and prolific writers. I mean, Ireland has some of the best writers, Yeats, and I mean, I can't even think of them all now, but there's just so many great Irish writers. And, you know, they say it's a land of saints and scholars. So just that short little poem, to me, I think it incorporates so many things about Ireland, like the magic and the history and just the writers over there and the music, you know. So it just came out of me in 1 minute.
Well, you know who else is a terrific poet? It's Ewan McCall. Yes?
Yes.
Yeah. Well, tell me about this song, The Ballad of Accounting.
Well, I first heard this song maybe about 8 years ago, and I was singing it with the band, and I just fell in love with it. And so I started to, I actually heard Karen Casey singing it on stage with about 12 or 14 musicians, and I just thought it was awesome. And then I looked it up and looked at the guy, Ewan McCall, and apparently he wrote it at the end of his life. He was doing a ballad of accounting of his life, and the lyrics are so awesome. You just hear like your whole story and maybe his regrets and trying to fit into a community and all these different things. And it's really popular in London. I mean, buskers play this song around London, and it's a real popular song. So we started to do it and found more, and we rock it out. Mm-hmm. Whole band gets into it, so it's really good.
And I love what the song stands for. You know, it's about, you know, social injustice, and I just really think he nails it on the head, and I love playing it. It's one of my favorite things to play.
We're going to do a stripped down version for a trio here in the studio.
It'll be different.
Are you up for it?
Yeah.
A reminder to listeners out there that Fawn Moore will take the stage at Bell's Brewery on Saturday at 9 o'clock with the full 6-piece band. Let's hear The Ballad of Accounting.
All of us imagine we had endless time to spend. We hardly saw the crossroads and small attention gained to the landmarks on the journey from the cradle to the grave, cradle to the grave, cradle to the grave. Did you learn to dream in the morning, abandon dreams in the afternoon? Did you trail along behind them wearing blinkers on your eyes? Did you kiss the foot that kicked you? Did you thank them for the scorn? Did you ask for their forgiveness for the act of being born? Act of being born, act of being born. you onto the face of the city, make any change in the world you found? And did you observe all the warning? Did you read the trespass notice? Did you keep off the grass? Did you shovel off the pavement just to let your betters pass? Did you learn to keep your mouth shut where you seen and never heard? Did you learn to be obedient and jump to every word, jump to every word, jump to every word? Did you stand aside and let them choose while you took second best? Did you let them skim the cream off and then give to you the rest? Did you settle for the shoddy and did you think you're right to let them rob you right and left and never make a fight, never make a fight, never make a fight? What did you learn in the morning? How much did you know in the afternoon? Were you content in the evening? Did they teach you how to question when you were at school? Did the factory help you grow? Were you the maker or the tune? Did the place where you were living enrich your life? And then, did you mix among the standing of all your fellow men, all your fellow men, all your fellow men?
I love that song. Great, great job. Here in the studio, if you tuned in, it's Kurt Trammell on guitar, Simone Keenan on vocals, and Grace McMaster on the fiddle. And you know what I love about that song? It's when you do it in your live shows, when I've seen you do it, it's like the most feel-good guilt trip I've ever heard. I mean, here in the studio, we got to hear what you and McCall was actually writing about. You know, have you made the best of yourself? Have you done what you could for yourself and your fellow man? It's like this big guilt trip, and but people are just shaking their booty to it all the way.
That's right. Yeah.
Great, great stuff. So we're warming up with Fawn Moore, and Fawn Moore, of course, is going to play on Saturday. The show starts at 9 o'clock at Bell's Music Room and Bell's Brewery. I hear you have some additional, not players, but dancers.
Yeah, the Quinn School of Irish Dance is going to be joining us, and she's bringing some championship level dancers. It's going to be great. She's also going to teach a little Kaylee dance in between our first and second set, so people can learn how to dance to this music, and it's going to be a lot of fun.
So if you're listening to this here on this Tuesday night, be sure to put it in your calendar for Saturday at Bell's with Fawn Moore. The full lineup there, including drums, bass, guitar, vocals, fiddles, and everything. We have a lot of tunes to get through this hour, and I was wondering, Grace, if up next you might favor us with a waltz.
Sure.
To play.
Yes.
What's the name of this?
This one's called In Memory of Herbie McLeod, and it's written by Jerry Holland.
You mentioned Jerry Holland already.
Yes.
Tell me about his significance to Cape Breton music.
He is a fiddle player, and he was a great composer as well, and composed a lot of tunes, many of which I play.
Did you ever get a chance to meet him?
I didn't, no.
I have met him.
Oh, do tell.
Yeah, I was at a an Irish workshop. It was like a 10-day workshop, Davis Elkins College out in Virginia. And he was one of the teachers, and I got to talk to him a few times, like at sessions and after performances and stuff. And he's the most down-to-earth guy you'd ever want to meet, and awesome musician. Sometimes those are... I feel like those are the best musicians, the ones that aren't snobby or stuck up. They're just down to earth, and that's him. He was just awesome person, great musician, yeah.
And Grace, you kind of got to know him straight through his music.
Right, yeah. And this waltz is a really beautiful waltz that he wrote. It's probably one of my favorite tunes.
Yeah, mine too.
Well, let's hear it.
Okay.
Here in the studio at WMUK, we just listened to a waltz called Waltz in Memory of Herbie McLeod by Jerry Holland, played by fiddler Grace McMaster, native of Michigan, and Kurt Trammell on guitar, who is the founder of Fawn Moore. Fawn Moore will be playing bells this Saturday at 9 o'clock. Kurt, one thing I wanted to get to for sure was the fact that you write original songs for Fawn Moore, as does Simone. And I think the one we're going to hear next is something you both collaborated on. In the chorus, you say, "Mockingbird, please sing. I cannot buy a diamond ring. Until the hard times pass, all I have is a ring of brass." Would you talk about that?
Down at my business, I talk to a lot of our customer base are elderly people. So I hear a lot of stories, like just visiting with people, stories of people's lives and stuff. And that's kind of what inspired this song. Just talking to people that grew up in times that were kind of tough to get by, but they did what they had to do just to, you know, put bread on the table, so to speak. So, and that's kind of like a song like Love Will See You Through Anything type of song. So, yeah.
Yeah, look, in the chorus when he says, you know, "Mockingbird, please sing, I can't buy you a diamond ring," because he can't afford it. But he's telling his lover, his wife, all the way through how much he loves her, they can get through anything. And like we speak in the song about a carousel, because years ago if you wrote The Carousel, and you grab the brass ring, it was a sign of perseverance. So he can just buy her ring of brass. So that's why the carousel is in there, because their love, they persevered through everything and they still love each other. And so he can give her a brass ring and their love just wins everything. And when I say in the song, you know, and then they pay the bill at the end of days, well, this may be a little bit heavy, but that's the end of the day's judgment day, because love is all that really matters. And they sail through it all, all the toils and the hardships of her life.
Yeah, that's right.
And they're so madly in love.
Well, Kurt and Simone and Grace, would you care to play us Mockingbird here on WMUK?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Working day has begun. It's a cutthroat world, though it's plain to see. Our love sailed through the stormy seas, and we've been dreaming through it all. When I hold you in my arms, sharing your tender charms, I wish for you the sun.
That's an original song by Fonmore members Kurt Trammell and Simone Keenan, with Grace McMaster on fiddle, Simone singing the song, and Kurt on guitar. Such a lovely original song. Like, when is this going to be on CD, Kurt?
Yeah, that's on my list of things to do this winter. I've got to go in. It's about, that song's about 75% done in the studio.
Okay, well, I'll stop pestering you for the time being and remind folks that Fonmore takes the stage on Saturday at 9 o'clock at Bell's Brewery downtown. Sitting here in the studio with you, Kurt, you look like you're really enjoying what you're doing.
I really love these tunes. I love Cape Breton music. Cape Breton music to me, I mean, it's like there's some Scottish in there, some Irish, some French. I mean, it's just, it really represents a lot. And I love it. So I really try my best to come up with parts that complement the melodies. And that kind of music, for me, it just kind of comes easy.
What do you call this set?
This one starts off with a march called Father Eugene's Welcome to Cape North, and then we're going to go into a couple of reels.
Once again, here's Vaughn Moore on WMUK's Let's Hear It.
Thank you.
once again in the studio here at WMUK. We listened to Grace McMaster on fiddle and Kurt Tremmel on guitar, both members of Fawn Moore, with a set of lively Cape Breton tunes. Terrific playing. Thank you.
Thank you.
It's really been such a privilege to have you guys here today, and I know you're looking forward to your show on Saturday. Tell us the details again, Kurt.
It's at Bell's Brewery. It starts at 9 p.m., look us up on Facebook. It's Fawn Moore. It's F-O-N-N space M-O-R. We have a Facebook site and also a website. It's fawnmoore.com for more information.
You know, here at the end of the hour, I have to ask you about the name. I forgot. Yes. I forgot to at the very beginning. Fawn Moore.
Yeah. Fawn means melody. Moore means great. So it's kind of like big melody, great melody in Irish Gaelic. That's what it means.
Oh, well, now that's a perfect way to finish, to sum up our hour together. Kurt and Simone Grace, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
This is WMUK's Let's Hear It. I'm Kara Lawrence. Thanks to Kurt Trammell, Grace McMaster, and Simone Keenan for joining me in the WMUK Takeda studio for this hour of Let's Hear It, music of the moment in West Michigan. Once again, Fawn Moore, with its full lineup, will appear on Saturday at 9 o'clock at Bell's Brewery, downtown Kalamazoo. I'm Kara Lawrence. Thanks for tuning in.